Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Can we start?
Yeah.
Okay. Who has something to talk about?
I got nothing.
I'm still fired up from my prehistoric plan too.
I watched The Idol over the weekend.
How was it?
You know what? I took it as, you know how people come to us and be like, hey, backstage must be so crazy. And their vision of what backstage is. But in reality, we know how calm backstage is for the most part. That's what I envisioned The Idol is. Like, people envisioned like this pop star lifestyle where they're doing nothing but drugs and having sex. And that it's like a blown up version of what people think the quote unquote pop star lifestyle is.
Tell you what, I would not want to be famous. You get dragged around from place to place. You get introduced to people 1,000 times a day.
No privacy
whatsoever. You get forced to do stuff that you don't want to do. I mean, there's been times where we're doing an interview and you could tell the person really doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And they're doing it because they're contractually obligated to do it.
Yeah.
They're selling their movie or their song or whatever. I would not want to be.
And then paparazzi following you around and getting pictures of you doing everything. And then everything is scrutinized, like your parenting skills, your relationship, you're this, you're that, you had the way you eat a cheeseburger, like everything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I think we have the best jobs ever because we're not famous, but we've seen enough of that to know that it sucks and not feel like we're missing out on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get to have fun and we get to see backstage and like do all this stuff, but nobody really cares about
us. Started?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You're not there.
I'm sorry.
Not
on his Instagram.
Wait,
can we go back to something that happened earlier today?
I'm sorry.
There was a ZipRecruiter ad, and Elvis asked all of us, "What makes you so good at your job?" And Scary said, "I am such a good listener. That is, I am like a sponge.
You do
I take
I'm a sponge, and when you're
you listen to nothing at any given. I think at best you're at 50%.
He's a fake good listener.
When I'm, no. What I meant in the ZipRecruiter commercial in that context. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, finding people for the right people for the job. Mm-hmm. I am a good learner in the sense of I'll listen to what you have to say. I'll absorb it like a sponge, and now I've gained knowledge.
All right, here's the test.
No, I never said that I'm,
here's
I'm
the test.
Outside paying attention to two things at once, because I'm not.
What did we just talk about?
I don't know, because I didn't know we started the podcast. I'm posting up a story.
What are you posting? What story are you posting?
I said, who wants to press a button on our board?
And I tried, that I was more the, important than what we were doing.
The important part was trying to find the right music. So I was settling on
that's what I heard.
Britney's Work, Bitch. Get to work, bitch. You better work, bitch. Okay. I like to put soundtracks to my stories on Instagram. I just think things through. Like the other day.
I can't take it.
Did you see my brilliant the pig roast post on Instagram?
Yeah.
So we were at a Hawaiian luau for my friend's first kid's first birthday, and there was a pig a roasted full pig on a grill, and I took a whole video of it, and it was cooking on the grill, and it was like, you know, charred. So I'm like, I want to make this a little more spicy. So what did I do? I got the old Looney Tunes theme song, a Porky Pig going, that's all, folks. And I found that's all,
like,
folks.
This is like art.
Script writing
crazy.
with the red round.
Wow.
You know the red little thing.
Yes. You're borderlining the dad Looney- joke, though.
What?
You're borderlining dad joke.
No. That's more clever than it is dad.
I like how much effort you put into it, and not one of us saw it.
And I had as I'm panning of the dead pig, like the poor pig on the grill. You hear Porky Pig going.
I love when people describe Instagram stories to me.
What?
I love when people describe their Instagram.
I love it when Scary will come in and he'll go, hey, how was your weekend? And you're like, oh, I went to the best restaurant. Did you see my story? Watch my story right now.
Deanna, we just got a meme out of that. That's a meme. What Scary just did, we have a meme. We're going to put it out there right away of Scary giving the finger.
Don't you guys put
an excellent
first
listener.
Of all, we don't
care anymore about Insta stories or any
they
of
don't
that
matter
bullshit.
Anymore.
You don't watch my shit. What am I doing it for then?
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
You're the worst. Well, I watch all your stories. All
Thank
of you.
That's
guys.
Very nice of you.
Thank you.
Nice. But I don't. It seems like you put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. I do. It's
and Scary, Scary, all the videos that you send me, am I supposed to like give you a thumbs up or acknowledge or like?
You could actually, if you put a heart or some kind of acknowledgement, just to know that you saw it, almost like a check.
Oh yeah, he sends
so,
me
wait,
videos
you want a receipt.
Too.
Well,
message received.
If I'm DMing you like memes and stuff, you're watching those, right?
Sometimes I miss them, and then I go, oh, shit.
You
I
send
didn't
me
see
them,
that one.
Yeah, you send a lot.
So Scotty has a valid question. A I'm like, did they see it? Did they skip over it?
You can see if we saw it. It says seen.
No. Oh yeah.
Well, they're videos though. Like, you have to. He wants to know if we've watched the video and appreciated it.
Oh, yeah. You know? Sometimes.
It's okay. All right.
I'll give you a heart for whatever.
I feel like I wasn't because I was so busy this weekend. I think until I posted last night, I really wasn't even on social a lot this weekend. Yeah. I was like crazy.
But that's a good feeling though,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah. I didn't miss it. I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I got to be on there. I was doing
so much shit that I just had no time to post about it. Like, what a great feeling. When was the last time you had that?
I went dark in the middle of the week. I didn't have anything to post.
When he was sleeping.
No, sometimes I let my story run out and then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't posted anything. And I feel like dirty because I haven't posted.
You're
I'm
not.
Like, because I feel like, I feel this way. So I have to continue something. Usually I throw a meme up at that.
I think that's
a
problem.
Interesting. I don't try and force what's going on in my life as interesting. But this weekend I was chock full. Did you see all the footage from Billy Joel? I got to the third row.
I didn't even know you went to Billy Joel.
My camera was up his nose.
Nobody watches other people's concert footage. Nobody does that. As soon as I see it, I skip to the next.
Wait, how did you? I didn't even know you went to Billy Joel.
I went to... Danielle, I posted about 50 seconds.
I didn't even know. I didn't see any of it.
And I hung out with Linda Lopez and Guadalupe Lopez, Jennifer Lopez's sister.
And I love them, but I had no idea you did that.
Oh my God, but I posted it.
It's like it never happened and you don't know.
I didn't see it.
How do you not? God. I'm going to cry.
Posted or it didn't happen means nothing to him.
Tons of people saw it. I'm sure tons of people saw all of your hard work.
Now I'm beginning to wonder. But I honestly, the Billy footage, I'm like, oh, people are going to love this because I was so close up. I had like, you could see what he was pressing on the piano. I'm like,
the keys?
That close.
Huh? The keys?
Yeah, the keys.
Do you guys watch people's concert?
Not usually.
Deanna, do you? Behind the camera?
Harry.
Harry Styles.
Well, yeah, it has to be really good. Like, it has to be really good and clear. Yours was like, eh. I watched the first two. And then
she saw it.
Eh.
And then she skipped past it.
I also don't care about Billy Joel. If I cared about the artist, maybe I'd watch it.
That's true. Fair enough.
Deanna, didn't you post something about Harry Styles this weekend?
I did on my story.
Okay, I saw it.
I care about Billy Joel. Is it still there? Scary?
No, it's gone because it expires in 24 hours.
But I want to see it.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm
He'll
gonna come after this.
It just for you.
No, no, I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna show you. I'll give you a private.
No,
private screening.
No. You suck.
Please don't.
Oh my God, Scary. You just think you. I can't believe you didn't think of this sooner. On the days where you have no material, just go back to the archives. If you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
I'm not a fan of that. We know people that go back deep into the archives and they'll post old vacations and stuff.
Oh, that makes me laugh so hard.
I don't do that. I don't pretend like, I don't want you to think that I'm there when I'm not.
So
like,
you're very in the moment.
I'm an in the moment poster. But sometimes, if like, for instance, for Taylor Swift weekend, I had to dig deep into the archives to find my old Taylor pictures. And I kind of accompanied it because it was on theme. It was on brand. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So you let everyone know that you've met her multiple times.
No, it was more like, oh, I'm going to the concert. And oh, by the way, here's some throwbacks.
Some of those pictures are so old that you did the one of her in a unicorn costume.
Yes, he did. You did that last week or something you posted. That.
I posted a couple of Taylor pictures, but that's okay.
When did you meet Taylor?
2007 and 2011 and 2016 and 2019.
Wow.
You remember all those dates?
Yeah.
I don't.
Impressive.
I don't remember. I thought we met her twice. I didn't know we met her four times.
Four or five times.
We did?
Yes.
Four times?
Yeah. She's been up five times.
I don't know. Yeah. It's all a blur.
I remember the unicorn costume the most.
It was a Pega something.
She came in on Halloween.
Yes, that I remember. But I don't remember like four times. I remember twice. Why don't I remember where
that
was
one
I?
One time, oh God, didn't she play a song for us in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember she? Yeah, okay, never mind.
I don't know.
Oh, I remember that damn song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember?
I couldn't take a picture.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. Are we allowed to talk about it?
I'm... Maybe nervous not. About anything, Taylor.
Hasn't the statute of limitations run out?
I don't know.
That's all good.
Let's switch gears. Big Dick's birthday?
Oh, Big Dick's birthday was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went out for dinner last night at this place called 317 Main in Farmingdale. It was wonderful. But the thing that got me was at the end of the night, so they brought out dessert, and they put that big, crazy sparkler thing in it that you see at the Jersey Shore. And my dad had never seen that before in his life, so he was in awe, and he's trying to blow it out.
Aww.
Like, I'm like, and he's like, he's getting so close to it because it won't go out, and his hair is about to go on fire.
No.
I'm like, Dad, you don't blow that out. It's just a sparkler. It'll go out on its own.
But how old was Big Dick this weekend?
He turned 80 on Saturday.
Shut up, dude. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So I put the big sign on the lawn, you know, and he had a nice weekend.
Fudgy the whale cake?
You made it special.
No, Fudgy. My brother did the cake this year, so it didn't say Dick on it. I was waiting to go to Baskin Robbins, get happy 80th Dick, but my brother just wrote Rick on it, and he ruined the whole thing.
Aww. But his name is Dick. He goes by Dick, right?
No, I'm the only one in his life that calls him Dick.
Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah.
Don't you call him Dad?
Wait a second. His name is Richard.
I've called him Dick almost my entire life.
I totally thought everybody called him Dick.
No. He hates it so much.
You're an asshole.
What do his friends call him?
Rick.
Oh, Rick.
So as a teenager, I always called him Dick instead of Dad, and he would get so pissed.
Oh, I feel cheated.
Wait, is Rick short for Richard as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is?
He was always Ricky.
I thought Rick was a name all on its own.
I didn't know that either.
No, when I was little, I called him Ricky Ricardo, you know, because I didn't know, you know, and then I just called him Dick ever since I was a teenager.
Oh, my God. This changes everything. I can't believe. I thought he's been a dick.
He's a big old dick now.
He's a big dick. Oh. Oh, man. See, nobody names their kid Dick anymore.
No,
I don't think anyone's actually named Dick on their birth certificate.
Well, no, but it's an accepted nickname.
Right? Why though?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
How about the sports commentator Dick Butkus? I mean, talk about a double whammy there.
Oh, that's a double whammy right there.
You think he leaned into that? You think his name is Richard Butkus, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going for the joke.
You know, somewhere that there's a Dick Richards somewhere. Dick.
There has to be.
Dick.
That's an animal.
Dick Richards?
Yeah, no, Dick.
Oh, a Dick.
Yeah, they're very cute.
So.
Anyway.
Have we got any more Dick material?
I think we're done.
Are we?
Are we done? Unless somebody has something else to say.
Wait, so if Dick is 80, that makes you 54?
No, you stupid 55? Asshole. Why would you? Why?
Oh, hey.
He gets so mad on her.
He's 67.
Abrasive. No,
actually, you know, you guys told me to like do a salt and pepper day. I didn't put a lot of gel on my hair today.
It looks good.
Deanna, we said that, right? Yeah, the top of his head.
Very salty today.
It looks good.
Salt and pepper's here.
I remember when I started, you didn't have any gray.
Well, you know, life will do that to you.
Are you guys going to, like, you have a little gray, too. Are you guys going to dye it?
You know what? I never put color in my hair, ever. Should I? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, is it time? Should I?
No, you don't have to. Why? Embrace. For who?
Put up an Instagram poll.
Cool when it goes all gray.
Yeah, I think women like gray.
Put up an Instagram poll.
Also, there's nothing worse than when like guys die and it looks like shoe polish.
Or it runs down your face during an interview.
Yeah. Giuliani style.
Yeah. I kind of want. Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I don't really have a problem.
You look good.
Distinguished.
As long as I don't lose it. As long as it turns a color and it just doesn't fall
What's
out.
Funny is, like, none of the hair on my head, there's a few grays, but, like, my beard and now my eyebrows.
Are getting gray?
I think the gray beard is so sexy, though.
Now, I got to ask a question. I'm sorry, I don't want to be gross, but do pubes go gray? Because I've never seen a gray pube anywhere.
No. Have you ever walked into, like, a YMCA gym? All those old guys with their dicks hanging out. In their black, huge pubic hairs.
But how come those don't go gray, too?
Do they?
I don't know. They all had black pubic
hair. This says, yes, they definitely go gray.
Really?
Like, there's old guys standing there, and they're still black.
I just figured because the sun never hits it, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
I'll transplant some from down there and put them on my head.
Oh, great. So you're going to be a pube head now.
No, you'll be a dickhead.
You scary pube dickhead. Yeah.
Dickhead.
You don't have curly hair normally.
Pubie Jones.
Are we done? We're done. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.